Okay, so the message this morning is entitled Connected to the Vine, the Source of Life and Fruitfulness. And Lisa, we might have those beautiful grapes back up, or the grape vines back up on the screen. That'd be great. So we're continuing our journey through the I Am statements of Jesus in the Gospel of John. And today we're reflecting on the words of Jesus, I am the vine. Over the past weeks, we've explored how he is the door, the bread of life, the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. Each statement that Jesus said reveals a different aspect of who he is and what he offers to us. Now, as we look at him as the vine, we see the importance of remaining connected to him for life, growth, and spiritual fruitfulness. In John 15, 1-5, Jesus presents himself as the true vine, and we, his followers, are the branches. This simple yet powerful metaphor reveals deep truths about our relationship with him. Before we explore this passage, let's reflect on some facts about grapevines, which will help us understand Jesus' imagery. Now, you can see up there those beautiful grapevines. Now, Lisa, can we go to the next one? I love the way they grow in those rows. And maybe it says something about that I like to be ordered. And the next one? Well, they look good, don't they? And the next one, we don't just have that sort of grape, we also have the other one. So there we go. So here's some facts about grapevines and grapes. Grapevines produce up to 9 kilograms of fruit each year. That's a lot, isn't it? 9 kilograms of fruit each year. They can tolerate cold winters, enduring difficult seasons while still bearing fruit. Grapes are rich in vitamin C and fiber. And red grapes contain flavonoids that protect the heart. I didn't know this, but I do now. Grapes do not sweeten after they are picked. Their sweetness depends on remaining connected to the vine. And grapevine roots can grow incredibly deep, sometimes over 20 feet, which is about 6 meters. Allowing them to find water and nutrients deep underground, even in dry conditions. And the vine's branches must be carefully trained to grow along supportive trellises to avoid being damaged or producing poor fruit. So you can see there from those pictures that they're growing on trellises. They're like wire that is strung between those poles, and they train them to grow that way. So those aspects that we just heard about, grapevines, serve as an illustration for the spiritual truth that Jesus teaches about being connected to him. Fruitfulness requires connection. Grapevines are designed to produce abundant fruit, but only when the branches remain connected to the vine. The vine is the source of life, nutrients, and growth. In the same way, our ability to produce spiritual fruit is directly tied to our connection to Jesus. Jesus says in John 15:4, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Without the vine, the branch has no life, no strength, and no ability to bear fruit." And that illustration I gave you before with my little passion fruit vine, that's what happens when we're not connected. Just as grapevines can produce up to 9 kilos of fruit annually, our lives too can yield abundant spiritual fruit when we stay close to Jesus, the true vine. And what are those fruits? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Grapes do not sweeten after being picked. Likewise, We cannot develop spiritual sweetness if we are disconnected from Christ. Our lives become sour and fruitless when we stray from him. So Jesus calls us to remain in him. That's not a one-time event. It's a daily, ongoing thing, remaining with him, close to him. The sweetness of life, love and joy only comes through consistent communion and connection with Jesus. By remaining in Jesus, we are strengthened, nourished, and empowered to bear fruit in every season. The grapevine has deep roots that sometimes grow to go to a depth of over 20 feet. That's a lot, isn't it? For that little plant, 20 feet down is a long. So that allows the vine to find water and nutrients even in dry or difficult conditions. Spiritually, this speaks to the deep-rooted connection we must have with Jesus. In the dry seasons of life, when we face difficulties or feel distant from God, our deep roots in Christ sustain us. Just as the vine draws water from deep underground, we can draw strength, hope, and nourishment from our connection to Christ, especially during difficult and trying and hard times. Remember what Psalm 1:3 said, I read it earlier. Trees, the righteous, are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. In the same way, we who are deeply rooted in Jesus will be sustained and fruitful, even in seasons of drought. The deeper our roots in Christ, the more we can endure the trials of life, drawing life from him, even when our circumstances seem barren and bleak. The importance of being trained and supported. Just as a grapevine's branches need to be trained along trellises for support and guidance, our lives too need to be shaped by the discipline and support of being part of Christ's community. Left unsupported, grapevines can grow wildly, producing poor fruit or becoming damaged. In the same way, without spiritual discipline and the support of others in the body of Christ, we can easily lose focus or stray from our purpose. That's why I thought it was so important that we pray together, because it's a part of supporting each other. Just like the grapes are supported, the grapevine's supported, we need to support and encourage each other. Jesus calls us to abide in him, to follow his ways, and to allow God's loving discipline to shape our lives so we can bear good fruit. Have you ever done something and thought, oh no, I shouldn't have done that? And you feel really heavy at heart and God really lays it upon you? Well, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11 reminds us that no discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's actually painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. We learn by our mistakes. We say that to the kids at school all the time. Don't worry if you make a mistake, have a go. Because that's how we learn. And we learn from our mistakes. Yes, we've let Jesus down. Yes, we've not done everything we should do. But we know that when we feel that hand on us and that heavy heart, and God's saying, mm-mm, we understand. By remaining connected to Jesus and embracing his discipline, we are shaped into fruitful branches, bearing fruit that glorifies God. Amen. Communion, connection to the vine of life. As we prepare to take communion this morning, it's a good time to reflect on how the grape and the vine are central to this sacred act. Grapes are crushed to produce wine, and in communion, the wine symbolizes the blood of Christ, poured out for the forgiveness of sins and the gift of new life in him. We read in Isaiah, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. That verse came really strongly to me as I was thinking about the grapes being crushed, as Jesus being crushed for us, so that we could have new life. Thank you, Jesus. The deep roots of a grapevine also remind us of the profound love and sacrifice of Jesus. When I think of how deep those roots go, I think of how deep the love of Jesus is for each one of us, that he would die for me and for you. That agonizing crushing. His blood, symbolized by the wine, washes us clean and gives us a fresh start, offering us abundant new life. As branches must remain connected to the vine to grow and flourish, we must stay connected to Jesus to experience the fullness of life and grace he so freely offers to us. We heard that grapes are rich in vitamin C and fiber, and red grapes are good for the heart. Now, just as grapes are beneficial for our physical health, our connection to Jesus is important for our spiritual health. Through his sacrifice on the cross, as we just said, we are offered healing and renewal. That grace that Jesus offers works deep within us, regenerating our spirits and equipping us to bear spiritual fruit, even in the hardest seasons of life. The health benefits that grapes provide are great for our physical well-being, and in the same way, Jesus provides the nourishment, protection, and power we need to live abundantly in him. So when we drink the wine or grape juice in communion, we are reminded that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. It is through his sacrifice, his broken body, and his blood shed that we are grafted into this living, life-giving vine. As we share in communion, we declare our dependence on him, recognizing that apart from him, we can do nothing. So in our scripture that we focused on this morning, John 15, Jesus invites us into a deep life, into a life of deep connection with him. He is the true vine and we are the branches. By remaining in him, we bear fruit, endure difficult seasons, and receive spiritual nourishment. As grapevines have deep roots and produce sweet fruit and need to be carefully trained, our lives too must be deeply connected to Christ. We must bear the fruit of the Spirit and be shaped by his loving discipline. Now, as we transition into communion, let us remember the words of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. Let us remain in him, drawing life from his sacrifices, just as the branches draw life from the vine. As we take this bread and drink this cup, may we reaffirm our connection to Christ, the true vine, who gives us life, sustenance, and the power to bear fruit for his glory. Amen.